Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller, recording on Wednesday, the 29th of December at 10:05 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. A little later than I usually record, but I got back from France this afternoon and now doing some comment and comment of the day copy and also the audio. Now, let's have a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock market indices were mostly steady. One of the better gains was the Hang Seng Index, up 1.54%. This is all in quiet trading, as you'd expect at the year end. The European stock market indices were mostly a little bit steadier. Exceptions were tiny declines in the UK and also Switzerland. In the Americas, best performance looks like Brazil, up 1.34%. Very modest gains on Wall Street, but it's been just awfully steady in here throughout the month, and is currently up 12.97%. One more day to trade. I believe Friday, the 31st of December, is a holiday in the USA. At least that's what my diary says. Now, in other markets, long-dated government bond prices rebounded in the US this evening. Evidently, an auction of US debt of seven-year maturity did better than expected, and that led to what looks like a short covering rebound in the 30 and 10-year Treasury futures. We have had a bit steadier action generally in this sector following the big sell-off in October and November and early December, which pushed up yields quite sharply. The U.S. dollar has weakened a bit today. For instance, against the euro, the euro is up to 132.28 as I speak, sterling at 155, but it's the commodity currencies and the Asian currencies that are really doing better. The Australian dollar is at 1.0180 as I speak. That must be close to the all-time high. And precious metals have responded favorably to that. Gold's currently at $1,411.70. Platinum's higher at $1,765. Palladium at $794. That's close to its highs. Silver at $30.62. So again, very steady precious metals sector. More on that in a moment. Grains and beans. We had tiny gains coming back from earlier losses, tiny gains for wheat and corn, a little bit easier in soybeans. That's most of the action. Crude oil down half a dollar, bringing it back to 91. That's basically it. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, the stock market action in December has been dominated by Wall Street, which has shown very good relative strength. Therefore, the Wall Street leash effect has been and remains positive. And one of my themes over the last couple of weeks was that positive Wall Street leash effect would greatly decrease the possibility of a sharper correction in the previous leaders from the ASEAN group, that's Indonesia, Thailand, the Philippines, Malaysia, Singapore, that it would decrease the risk of a sharp mean reversion correction towards the 200-day moving average, and instead keep them quite steady in trading ranges before they resume their overall upward trends. That still looks like the best bet in my view at this stage. Ditto India, which had been one of the strong performers earlier in the year. Now, what we see elsewhere here, Brazil, which I mentioned as one of the better gains here today, and this has been very much range bound, but it does appear to be firming up above that sort of 65 1000 level on the Bovespa index, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that appreciate further, at least test the range highs in the first quarter of next year. And I think most stock markets generally should start the year in a favorable bullish fashion. I think there's still money on the sidelines. Monetary policy is still accommodative overall. And yes, some of the faster growing economies are and economies that are feeling the inflationary pressures a bit more are likely to continue to edge rates higher, but we still have negative interest rates, in other words, below the rate of inflation, and that's a tailwind still for global stock markets. And I think we will see in the first quarter, I think we will see some additional money coming out of bonds and into equities. Now, at some point, this is going to change in that interest rates will go higher. It'll probably take quite a few months before they move sufficiently high to really worry stock market investors and to create more competition from bonds once again. But the big wild card here that will influence that interest rate policy somewhat and certainly have an overall effect on investor sentiment generally is likely to be the commodity sector, which I've described repeatedly as an opportunity in the current environment, but also probably the next big risk in that we are seeing an increase in commodity price inflation. And if you look through the charts of most commodities, one's hard pressed to find anything that doesn't look as if it could push a bit higher. Some commodities, such as cotton, became quite overextended within their overall upward trends, up at all-time highs, and have pulled back from those peaks a bit in what's probably a consolidation, but they remain very much in overall upward trends. And if you look at the extremely long-term charts, and also if you look at some of the inflation-adjusted charts, and Owen has talked about a number of those, illustrated a number of those today, you can see that the patterns can certainly support higher levels, which is consistent with our supercycle hypothesis. Now, that normally would apply somewhat less to the agricultural commodities, but they have all been strengthened this year by adverse weather conditions, in addition to the rising demand that we are seeing. And looking at the chart patterns, I do think we could see, I think we will see some upward spikes in prices for a number of these agricultural commodities. And that would certainly cause some concern. Now, how quickly that happens remains to be seen. If it happens slowly, it'll have a less dramatic effect overall. If it happens quite quickly or in terms of getting sharp rallies, then that would be of a bit more concern. But that area needs to be watched. Crude oil remains the most important one, and with crude at $91 and Brent a couple of dollars higher, there's no room for complacency in this environment. Now, the long-dated government bond prices had become oversold following the very sharp sell-offs that we saw in September, October, November, and the beginning of December. And they have lost downside momentum and appear to be in technical rally phases, I think driven largely by short covering, maybe a little bit of QE, maybe a little bit of bargain hunting. But I think these will be rallies to sell into over the medium term, possibly over the short term, I'm trying very hard to sit on my hands when I look at those charts because I am a long-term bear of these long-dated government bonds. In other words, I do feel that the 30-year bull market in bonds, evidenced by the long 30-year downward trend, the ranging downward trend in long-dated government bond yields, is over, and that we're now in the bottoming out process for those yields. In other words, a topping out process for the bond futures prices, which I wish to short on rallies. And they do look to me like they could rally a little bit further, but pretty much everybody feels that bonds are overvalued here. I certainly don't agree with that. I don't disagree with that, I should say, the Freudian slip. You see, I don't disagree with that. I think the yields are much too low and can only rise over the medium to longer term. So I do remain interested in shorting those bonds on the rallies. The initial stage, as we're in, of that rise in long-dated government bond yields, should remain positive for equities until they reach levels that make the long-dated government bonds more competitive for relative to stock markets, that is. Okay, in terms of currencies, we mostly have range trading, but the commodity currencies and the Asian currencies, the ones that we've liked all along over the last few years, remain the steadiest generally. And the non-yielding US dollar, I think, is unlikely to do anything significant on the upside here in the short term. It will certainly do better if the U.S. economy strengthens sufficiently so that the Fed and the Obama administration become serious about cutting back on the deficit. But that's not the case today. So therefore, I don't think we're likely to see much upside overall against the US dollar, and I think that's one of the strong themes behind the strength that we're seeing in precious metals and other commodities. And on that note, I'll wish you all the best.